Today is National Left-Handers Day, but you know what we always get right? Haha, it's the puzzle. Joining me, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Lulu.
Will you remind us of last week's challenge?
Yeah, I said that the word inauguration contains the letters of a number of animals, a gnu, goat, iguana, and agouti. And I asked the name of what nine-letter animal can be spelled from the letters of inauguration. And the answer is orangutan.
This week, we received over 2,000 correct responses, and our randomly selected winner is Jim Fry of Edina, Minnesota. Congratulations, Jim.
Thank you, Lulu.
Did you feel that this was an easy or a hard one?
I thought this one was a fairly easy one.
Okay. I understand, though, that you are a master of anagrams, so you might be particularly suited for this particular challenge.
Well, I don't know that I'm a master, but I enjoy playing and working with anagrams.
All right. Do you have a question for Will?
Well, I do, Will. I have, I love new words. And when they enter my life, I think, well, this is a good thing. And I'm wondering if you have a word that came to you recently that you've not heard before that you really like.
Wow.
Now you're on the spot.
I am on the spot. Yeah, I just learned a name recently, Riri, R-I-R-I, which is short for Rihanna.
Indeed.
Did
you
know
you
that,
just
Lulu?
Learned. I certainly did. I think anyone who follows Rihanna knows her as Riri. She is pretty famous.
She's famous. I didn't know Riri, so I was trying to decide, is this a legitimate answer for a New York Times crossword?
Ooh, all right, New York Times crossword players, you now know that that might be in something sometime soon. Are you ready to play the puzzle? And by the way, my answer is yes, it is legitimate. Are you ready to play the puzzle, Jim?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's play.
All right, Jim, you are in luck. We have anagrams today. Every answer is a familiar three-word phrase in the form blank of blank. I'll give you anagrams of the words in the blanks. You identify the phrases. For example, if I said plum of Argus, you would say lump of sugar. So,
okay.
Here is number one, cat of dog.
Let's see, act of God.
Good.
That is it. Number two is taco of Mars.
Coat of.
Yes.
Coat of.
M-A-R-S.
Arms, coat of arms.
Coat of arms is it. Stream of rats.
Bizarre?
It's not czar.
That's
probably
a good one, too.
Not a lot of phrases. That's a good anagram. Not a lot of phrases blank of czar,
it's
though.
Something that you get as a degree after your bachelor's.
There you go.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Arts. Master of art.
There you go. It's your master of arts. Good. Stapler of pears. Stapler is obvious, and pears is P-A-I-R-S. Stapler of pears.
Stapler of pears would be plaster of Paris.
Good job.
There you go. Side of charm. That's S-I-D-E. And charm, C-H-A-R-M. Side of charm.
Okay. Let's see. Ides of March.
Ides of March. Good job.
Good.
And here's your last one, Mage of Hornets. That's M-A-G-E, H-O-R-N-E-T-S.
Mage of Hornets.
My favorite.
Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Game of Thrones,
yes.
Is it?
Yes. Woo! It is my goal to get those three words into every single broadcast. how was that? How'd you feel? I thought you did great.
Well, thank you. I much harder than I have when I'm listening to the radio, as I mentioned. You've got to breathe a little bit.
Anyone who listens to this should know it is much harder to play than sitting in your living room. So when you write in and you criticize, you should know it's hard, right?
That's right.
There you go. Jim, you did great for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. What member station do you listen to?
KNOW, part of Minnesota Public Radio.
Jim Fry of Edina, Minnesota, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Well, thank you, Lulu, and thank you, Will.
Thanks.
What's next week's challenge, Will?
Yes, it comes from listener Patrick Berry of Jasper, Alabama. Name a long-running TV show in two words. Add a C, as in Charles, and rearrange the result to name another long-running TV show, also in two words. What shows are these? And here's a hint. Both shows are currently on the air, although the second one was most popular in the past. So again, name a long-running TV show, two words, add a C, rearrange the result, and you'll name another long-running TV show in two words. What shows are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, August 17th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.